Well, good morning. This is Brother Marlon. Praise God for another new morning. Thank you for a new day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a safe night. This morning I'd like to speak on a little bit of a controversial verse, especially in the clean circles. And I know that I've heard this many times in the clean circles as a defense to living the way they live. Just living the way they've always been taught. To me, it's a very dangerous doctrine, a very dangerous way of living. And this morning, I'd like to just share with you a little bit what I have gleaned out of the scriptures about this verse. Starting with the verse here in 1 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast heard, and hast been assured of, knowing a womb thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read that verse again because I really want us to catch this. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing a womb thou hast learned them. I'm going to stop right there. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. In this verse, Paul is telling Timothy and us to continue the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. What are these things? If we go back to 1 Timothy 1:5, which is just a couple chapters earlier, when I call to the remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. So here we can see that in Timothy's grandmother and mother was this unfeigned faith. Now we have to figure out what is this unfeigned faith. It means unfeigned faith means be sincere or genuine. Now, I know we all like to be around genuine or sincere people. They're people that you can trust. You can believe in them. And Paul is telling Timothy here to continue in the things that he was taught from young up, in that unfeigned faith, in that faith that his grandmother and mother had. Was that faith in just doctrine of men? Or was it just doing as we were always told? If we go to verse 5, we will see that faith that Paul was seeing in Timothy was also in his grandmother and mother. So, what kind of faith is this? Well, it's pretty simple because we go back to our first verse there, Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them from his grandmother and mother, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So there we can see that the faith is not just doing as he was always told, for no unknown reason, other than just doing things that he was told, but it's actually the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Are you following the faith of your grandmother and your mother? If you are, what does it look like? Will the things that you have learned from your mother make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus? Or is it just doing as they say, even if it don't line up with the Bible, or it may be in direct contradiction to the Bible? That's where this verse has been very deceiving, as some have used it as a key verse to say we're doing things as we have been taught. Very dangerous, because if you're doing as you've been always taught, and that being always taught is in direct contradiction to the Bible, then it is not what Paul was telling Timothy to do. Here, Jesus, I feel he brought it out very well in Matthew 15. It goes like this. It says, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So here you can see that Jesus was coming down on this thing, hard on this thing of just teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Let us strive to know and to follow the commandments of Jesus, not just do things because that is the way we have always done things. Jesus never did something because that is the way they always did it. Matter of fact, there are many times in the New Testament that you will see that Jesus went against the status quo of the leaders or what the leaders were expecting of the Son of God. And that was a lot that had to do with the Old Testament. I don't have time to go into that. My challenge to you is to learn why you do the things you do, and do they line up with the Bible? If they do, how? If they don't, why not? I just could go to many different places. I don't have much time, but music, head covering, non-resistance, divorce, remarriage, separation of church and state, modest clothing, the proper headship order in the home, meaning the father is above the mother, honoring your father and mother, just to name a few. There are many more I could say, feet washing, communion, there's many more that I could bring out that are clear doctrines, clear things in the Bible that we need to stand on, that we need to follow, but you need to know why you believe in them. Why do you wear head covering? Why do you wear modest clothing? It's not just because they've always been, this is the way things we have, the things we have always done. It needs to go deeper. You need to know why. So read the Bible so you can know what you believe and believe what you know and live according to the words of the Bible and not just the words of men. In closing, I want to read 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm sorry, I had said that the opening verse was in 1 Timothy. It is in 2 Timothy. But here we can see that all scripture is given by an inspiration of God. So if your life is not lining up with the Bible, if you're doing things that do not line up with the Bible, I would take a deep look at it and say, God, what is the truth? God bless you and have a wonderful day.